When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, of course, is the number. It is a football Friday. It is championship weekend. The Sunday doubleheader, the AFC and NFC championships. We'll be breaking all that stuff down for you as well. We've got lunch money later on, of course, so you can make some money off these football games this weekend and a lot more. We have your calls to get to. And Bart, first of all, you did a fantastic job this morning on Get Up and First Take. Not anything different than the usual, but just a little extra something-something today. You must have had the sea moss. But I'll tell you what, Knicks fans are coming at me today. They're mad Knicks. At me.
Like, go mad, New mad York, at me go for telling New York. The truth.
Bing go bong. New York.
But I told you it could be a letdown. I told you, looking past, looking at Joel Embiid, you know, I don't want to take nothing from it, but I told you I felt like it was going to be a dip.
But don't you dare take anything from that. That was an ass-kicking in the first quarter that basically sent the Nuggets like, all right, let's just go home. We don't want to deal with this.
But that's what I said. Remember,
yeah,
you was like,
yeah, you did say that. No, you said that. You said, will they look past him? I'm not saying they looked past him. I'm saying, so Donta DiVincenzo told me after the game, I was like, well, what was the game plan? And he's like, well, we know they're at the end of a road trip, and we thought we got to punch them first and see if they'll lay out. And that's what he said. And that's what they did. They jumped on them, and they had a defensive game plan that was physical, and then they were knocking down threes. And the minute you saw it, like you just saw it, I was courtside. I was right there watching. And you could just see collectively, especially Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray wanted nothing to do with OG Anunoby and his defense.
He's like, man, I'm tired, man.
He's like, this dude, 6'8", and this is
one man press.
One
man press.
Right. So they did. I mean, I just think they submitted, and the Knicks just had a hell of a night. It was a hell of a night at the Garden. It really was. It was just a fun night, a fun game that overshadowed what was to me a frustration of how close Jalen Brunson came to making to being a starter. He came, you know. He tied Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I think Knicks fans on First Take today. I was like, thanks. Like when Stephen A. was kind of insinuating he's glad that he's not a starter because he don't want him to play a lot of minutes because he got big plans for him. No. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, don't let the New York Knicks fans off the hook. Because they much rather argue about what Candace Parker said rather than vote for their guy.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'd rather he rest. Stop it. Like, yeah, like, come on. Like, that's like all that stuff is silly. The guy deserved. He's going to be an all-star as a reserve, but he's played so well that you would argue that he deserved this type of accolade. Where it's, you know what? Here's a guy that signed with the Knicks, and everybody's like, oh, my God, they overpaid. Right? Oh, my God. This guy's a backup point guard that gave him $100 million. Typical Knicks, right? And then all he's done since he's been here is help create a standard, help set a standard, raise his game to a point where everybody's like, oh, my God, I had no idea he was this good. Like, he's that good. And he is the best point guard that this team has had in decades. Not years, decades. They haven't had a guy play at this level and winning. They're 11 games over 500, and he has a lot to do with that. So while Stephon Marbury put up big numbers, and I'll say it, he did as a point guard. He put up big numbers. He didn't win. Not like this. Not what he's doing. You haven't seen a point guard lead this kind of winning in decades. And so for me, all I was trying to say, and I said it starting in December, I just kept saying, you know what, Knicks fans, for once, you all got to show out and overcome the whole, I ain't voting, I ain't doing that, we don't do that around here.
Too cool for school.
That's what I'm saying. You have got, and a lot of Knicks fans did vote because Jalen ended up getting well over a million votes. So
that's on us.
And he jumped over Maxey, so he ended up fifth in voting with the fans, which is also good to see. But here's the thing that's crazy. Brunson was he got the second most media votes. The media. You remember? The media hates us. This is national media. They had him number two. The media picked him to start over everybody else except for Tyrese Haliburton. Think about that for a minute. The media, the big bad media that's supposed to hate you. They picked him. The players had him fourth. Not fifth. Fourth. It was enough when they do the, again, it's 25% each, right? And then it's the 50% is the fan vote. But the total weighted, they call it a weighted score. His weighted score was 3.75. Damian Lillard, when you take the fan vote, player vote, media vote, his weighted score, 3.75. Do you know what the tiebreaker is when you end up with the same weighted score?
Fan vote?
Yes. So think about this for a minute. It's not that the fans needed to get him enough votes to make him number two. But if the fan vote was enough to get him to number four, he might have won. He might have won. Over that. That's what I was trying to say. Everybody thinks that I'm talking about how he should have gotten more fan votes than Lillard, and they're trying to teach me about how, you know, global popularity will lead to guys getting more votes. I'm well aware that Lillard is a global star. I get that, right? I'm not talking about the global thing. I'm not talking about even getting himself to 2.5 million votes. What I was saying is that the more of the Knick fan base, which is a gigantic fan base, and I see them in every road city I'm in. They're all over the country. If you guys had showed out, you could have put it over the top. But so many people decided, I'm not doing that. I had responses that are like, I have to fill out a form. I don't want to do all that. Who has time for that? One person said. Another person said, I don't really want him there. I'd rather he rest. These are the responses I got. I voted once. I should have voted more, but, you know, I never had time for it. Like this is what I mean. I am not.
Those
who voted, I'm not at you because I know you tried. But there's many more who couldn't be freaking bothered, but you're going to be the first to complain whenever you get disrespected. Here was a chance for you to step up as a complete fan base and for once show out for a player. When all these years, all you've done is complain how you never get players, we don't have anybody, nobody wants to play here and all that stuff. Like, we've all complained about this. Well, here's your chance to show the whole league, when you come here, we raise you to the very top of the Empire State Building. You're like, no other place can. This was your chance. And most of you couldn't be bothered. A lot of you did. But there's a lot. So the accountability, don't be mad at me. You should be mad at those who you're seeing in my mention say why they didn't vote or why they don't care or why it's not worth it anyway because they just stuffed the ballot box with all these bots. Give me a break with that conspiracy theory crap. You didn't have to vote enough to make him one or two. You just had to get him to four, and he probably would have been in because I knew the players would have voted for him, and I knew the media was voting for him. That's all it was going to take, which I never do this, Bart. I never do this. I never talk about all-star voting. Look at my history. I never give it a minute. This one time I said to myself, this guy deserves it. Let's see if New York shows out for him. I started this in December. And a month later, I'm just looking back at everything. Like, and I'm looking at the numbers. I got all the data last night. All the data that said what the media voted. How many votes each person got. Who voted for what. What the players said. And I'm looking at it and I'm just going, oh my God. It happened. The nightmare. Exactly what I thought would happen happened. Not enough fan votes is what cost this guy. Not that the media didn't think he was worthy, and not that the players didn't think he was worthy. It was the fans who didn't think he was worthy. In the largest market in the country, and you're going to tell me it's because of bots and sneaker companies that are flooding the voting. Stop it. You didn't have to get him to 3 million, but you could have gotten him a lot closer than he was. And so, no, it's not about the fans who voted. It's not about those. It's about the ones who could care less and didn't want to and are acting like it's someone else's fault.
They can't get in? What? Man, that's crazy, son. He deserved to be.
Because the national media tells all the non-Knick fans not to vote. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? The national media doesn't talk nice about the Knicks, so people aren't going to vote for him outside of the New York market. There's how many million people in this market?
Yeah.
You don't need anybody from outside the market. We don't need help.
I mean, this market, and you do also, you have New York, but you also do have New Jersey as well, which pretty
West
much is
Jersey,
like
Connecticut. I mean, come on. Like, there's plenty of people here. But I'm just, it's so maddening that the minute I bring it up, the response I'm getting is, you're blaming the fans? It's our fault? Yes. If you didn't vote, yes. If you did vote, no. I'm not blaming you. But the ones who didn't, yes. Because you're the ones who keep yapping. You're the ones who ran to Twitter going after Candace Parker. And you're the ones that are tweeting at me now, taking the time to be mad at me. it's so, and then it's like, well, the fan vote's stupid anyway. Well, it doesn't matter that it's stupid. You had your opportunity for once to back your guy and put him up on a pedestal. And a lot of you just couldn't be bothered. Listen to Charles Barkley. You talk about a noted Knick hater? Charles Barkley.
Number one, congratulations to all these guys. I'm kind of shocked Jalen Brunson didn't make it.
There was a question. Would there be two New York Knicks on there? And would Brunson and Randall both make it?
And I don't even look at it like that. I think this is one of the best free agent signings in a long time. Congratulations to all those guys. I'm not saying take anybody off. But I thought Jalen Brunson deserved to make this team.
He did. Now he's going to as a reserve, which is nice. But there's a little something extra, Bart. Come on now, you know this.
About being a starter. Voted a starter, yeah. That's saying that, hey, man, we pick you over everybody.
And look at what we do when we love a player on our team. Look at the amount of support we give you. And then don't tell me about how we fill the building. All right, again, season ticket holders, I'll give it to you. You're there every night. But don't give me this whole we fill the bill. That, come on. Like, you're taking credit for things other people are doing. Stop. It's just the easiest thing you could do. It's free.
Could we get people that didn't vote call in?
I'd love to hear from anybody that wants to.
And then
to
can,
make
we, get
the case
people,
of
can
why.
We get people that did vote?
Yeah. And you should be mad at your fellow fans.
How
you should
many
be mad.
Did it do it?
That's right. Like, I'm getting people. Jerry Ferrara's like tweeting at me. I'm like, Jerry, I'm not mad at it's not about you. This ain't about you.
I don't have time to vote all day. I got stuff to do, man.
Well, no. He's saying, why are you blaming fans? Like, it's not the fans' fault. And I'm looking at him like Jerry, it's I'm not blaming those who voted. It's the ones who chose not to that I've heard a lot from over the last month. Every time I brought it up. Every time the votes came out. Bart, we're sitting here on Thursdays. The votes come out during our show. And how many times do I tell you, he's sixth again. Oh, look, he's still far behind Trae Young, whose team sucks. But this is what you guys want. Thank God Trae Young wasn't a starter, by the way. Can you imagine that?
That is crazy. Trigger. I mean, listen, it's crazy, right? How do you feel about the new format? Right, the fact that they're going back. I'm so happy they went back with the old pick and team things. You know, it was getting kind of crazy, in my opinion. I think I like to see the East Stars versus the West Stars. And, you know, who knows? Maybe a guy like Dame Dollar understands and believes that he shouldn't be a starter and maybe gives a lot of minutes to Jalen Brunson and kind of is more of a pedestrian watching than he is an actual participant.
It's a shame because last night was such a fun game. It really was.
Like, I know.
It was a fun
game. Don't let this bring you down, man.
But then, it's not that it brings me down. It's just the frustration of he's gonna make the All-Star. He's gonna be fine. Like, it's gonna be fine. It's to me the responses that we're getting that to me was like when they came out and I actually took the data. I put it out with what NBA PR sends you that has all like this is the how the voting broke down. And I literally sent it, put it on Twitter, and I was just like, I told you. Like, look, the media, look at the players. They recognized what he is. It's you who didn't give him enough votes. So the media had him at 2. The players had him at 4, and the fans had him at 5, and for most of the time, 6. Okay. But it's my fault, though, right? Because I had to point it out, because I'm holding you accountable for once. Usually I'm the one extolling the virtues of Knick fans, how you fill 7th Avenue, how passionate you are. You know that's what I always do. Yeah, I mean, I wave the banner for you people all the time. That's what I do. This one time, though, this one time, you deserve it. You deserve the clapback. You deserve it. And you know it, but you don't want to admit it because you don't like accountability. But it's the truth. And it's funny, who this media around the country right now, this, trust me, this is going on right now, where they're going, I can't believe the fans didn't vote this guy. Damn. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Like, national media, that you are like, they hate us. They're like, how did your own fan base not vote enough for you? It's like, New York.
Hey, that's what they're saying, I'm sure. I thought this was New York.
Yeah.
Man, New York ain't what it used to be.
Crazy. But apparently this happens in baseball. I didn't know this was a big thing in baseball.
Even with the Yankees? Surely not with the Yankees.
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know, apparently.
What Yankees doesn't get voted in? If they're worthy.
I don't know. All right. Let's hear from some people here, Bart. We have a lot of football to get to. But I wanted to get to this. The game last night
was important. It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
They kicked the ass of the champs.
I mean, they got him to quit. They got him to submit. They played a great game. OG Anunoby, by the way, phenomenal. He had 6 steals, 26 points. My God.
You know,
like,
what's crazy?
Great.
I know.
Brunson dunked, and Dante DiVincenzo made fun of it, too. Like, we got a lot to get to
on that. It's like watching Joe Dumars dunk. Like, man, what? Like, did you barely touch it? Like, Joe, you 6'4". What the hell?
But it was just that kind of night. Like, we were laughing. Monica McNutt was singing on the post-game show. Like, it was so much fun. And it's like the one thing was, you know what would have put a cherry on top of this night?
Brunson.
If you guys would have voted him as a starter, wouldn't that have been some celebration?
It would have been a combination of, like, the night. Like,
great.
Man.
Instead, of course, no, I gotta get into arguments with people.
Yeah, and if you ask him, he's going to say, I don't care, blah, blah, blah.
Because he's going to say the right thing. Yeah,
right.
Publicly. But,
you know
privately? Privately?
Yeah,
you know,
like, man, he's like, this crazy.
Yeah, and the one thing that I will say that I kind of feel, and I guess this is sort of what you were referring to with Stephen A., is there's a part of me, though, that's like, good. Now Jalen gets to keep that chip on his shoulder. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm too small. Oh, I'm not good enough to be a star. Okay. Like, that chip stays on his shoulder.
Take that, Candace.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not good enough to lead a team to, well, okay, keep doubting me. So a little bit of that, okay, that's great. But I don't know. Let's let the people explain stuff. 800-919-3776. Bart, let's hear these people.
Explain yourself.
All right, let's just go down the line. Ryan and Comac, you come up first. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's going on? How's going on, Bart? How are you guys?
What's up?
Nothing much. I just think that the All-Star game really shouldn't be like a popularity contest. I know, like, for the older generation, like my dad, he could barely figure out how to put Peacock on the TV, let alone vote for an All-Star game. You know, a lot of the voting now is, like, the younger generation. We're in touch with social media. Brunson doesn't really have much of, like, a social media, like the shoe brands you were saying, or, you know, he's just not really, like, a public figure. Like, Dame Dalla is very marketable. Ice Trey is very marketable. I love the guy. He's my favorite player. He's also been the most clutch player in my life. I'm 30 years old. I know you think that it's our fault. But I just think that numbers, you know, men lie, women lie,
Ryan,
numbers
I'm just
going
to ask you a question.
Ryan.
But Ryan, hang on. Ryan, let me just ask you. I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you vote?
I did.
How many times?
I voted once, but there's the triple XP days. You know, it's like almost like a video game. There's
right.
double
so,
vote days. Like, I can't be voting every day. I mean,
no, that's fine. Ryan, all I wanted to know is that you made an effort. So you're not in my crosshairs. You're not in my crosshairs, not you. You took the time at least once, and you made a point to do it on the day where it was 3 times that you did it. I don't have a problem with you. You did what you were supposed to do. You're one out of millions, and you did what you were supposed to do. So, Ryan, this is what I'm saying is not about you.
It's not a personal attack. I'm just saying in general. Like, I don't think it should be a popularity contest. Like, from
well,
the
it's
eye,
been, but it's always been there.
He's got 8% higher from three. He's shooting 4% higher from the field. He's shooting 6%.
But they do this.
He's a better player.
There's a reason why they took the full vote away from the fans, Ryan, and it's exactly for what you're saying. And that's why they added the media and the players. That's why they did that, because everybody could see that. This popularity thing, it kind of gets lame, and good players end up getting left off.
Yao Ming leads everywhere because the entire country of China, continent of China, is
So that's yeah. So basically, you know, like that's why they did that. So what Ryan's saying is true, but also Ryan's saying that he did, even if it, like I said, if you voted once, you did your job. I am not coming at you. I'm coming at those who are like, no, I don't care. I don't want to. I don't this. Okay, you don't care. You don't want to. Then don't say anything. Like, don't complain all the time about how you don't get respected because you couldn't be bothered to stay, like, do what Ryan did on one day. It's it. That's what I'm talking about. Hector in Queens, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing? So I did also vote once, but I'm trying to understand why should we care about a game that's really not cared about anymore. That's an exciting
game. It's not about the game. It's not
Bart,
about the
tell
game.
Tell him as an athlete. Go ahead. Bart, explain. Yes. Go ahead, Bart. You're an athlete.
I get it.
It's not, Hector, it's not about the game. Really what it's about is, like, your fan base cares as much as other fan base. If you're going to claim to be the best fans in all the land, then when something matters where fans' input weighs heavily, I want your activity to be just as good as others, right? You know how you say, hey, like, the New York Knicks fans travel, the Pittsburgh Steelers fans travel, you know, like, certain fans travel? You expect we rank fans just like we rank, you know, teams and players. Right, environments, okay. Brands to play for, and New York has always been a brand. And we know that the Knicks travel; they'll spend their money.
Yeah.
But like, this is something that's important to players, and it's important to other fans, so it should be important to y'all. Just so you saying, we putting our players on top, like, you know, like we love our players, like the Bills. Listen, the Bills fans are the best fans, or one of the best fan bases I've ever seen. Not because of their affection and love for a guy like Josh Allen, but the fact that they donated $100,000 to the charity of the damn kicker that missed the kick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, listen, you missed it. Everybody else saw you. Yeah. But, man, that's love, man. Mm-hmm. Like, players like, yo, players are like, yo, I play for a team like that, man. Like, yo, they go hard for their peoples, man. And so then when y'all criticize, it's easier to take because y'all with us with the good and the bad.
I got a tweet here. Made by Juan. He said that we don't get it. You and I said that we're not just asked to vote once. We're asked to vote every day, multiple times a day. He said, excuse me, but I have better things to do than help a millionaire playing a game, get more accolades, more money, etc.
So
what if you're not a fan of a player? You don't care enough about a guy. If you love the Knicks and you love what Jalen Brunson's done for the Knicks to make your Knicks fandom better than it's been, guys, they are 11-2 in the month of January. You understand? 5 years ago in January, they were 1-15. But this guy has helped you turn your franchise around, and I can't be bothered.
But this is the thing: what if the players say, "Hey, man, listen. I don't got time to stop to sign this guy's kid's autograph. I got better things to do. I got media to talk to. I got interviews to do. I don't have time to come to this meet and greet, shake hands, and tell everybody thank you, take pictures of your kids. So now you look like the super dad.
We support you. You got to stop and sign my jersey.
Yeah, I support you.
Okay.
Yeah, you got making you look like super dad because I'm your kid's favorite player. Nah, man, I got stuff to do. It's too many. If I can't do for one, I'm not gonna do for all. If I can't do for all, I'm not gonna do for one.
Or maybe, you know what? Contract extension time's coming up. Yeah, I don't know if I want to stay here. Maybe I want to go to LA. I'll go play for the Lakers, man.
It goes both ways. There's a lot of things that players don't have time for that they make time for. Because we understand it's part of their job. Like sitting there taking pictures, and even, you know, you've seen me at stuff where they're like, hey, man, it's time to go, Bart. Like, nah, it's time to go. Like, the people working and supporting the event want you to leave, but you're like, nah, man, they came here. I owe this to them.
That's how this works.
It goes both ways, bro.
That's how this works. All right, so we definitely touched a nerve. We heard from some people here. You're not going to convince me otherwise. I'm sorry. The math is in front of me. The math is in front of me, and the math ain't mathing. All right, I've been on this, and the fact that I didn't know it was going to come this close. The fact that he finished tied with Lillard, that's even more maddening to me. The tiebreaker was the fan vote, but he wouldn't have needed a tiebreaker if he just got more votes, a few more. He didn't have to have more votes than Damian Lillard. Please understand that. If his weighted score of fan vote was slightly higher, percentage points, he would have started this game. He would have represented the Knicks. They haven't had a point guard play in the All-Star game since the early 90s. Do you understand that? I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Late 80s. So you understand that's what I'm talking about. And so when so many of you are trying to push back at me like it's not that big of a deal, then okay. If he decides to sign somewhere else or anything else, you're going to tell me it's not a big deal. You're going to tell me what you're enjoying right now with this Knick team, how well they're playing, how well he's playing. You're enjoying all that right now because we all remember life at 1-15 in January. We all remember that life, 5-20, whatever the hell that record was at 5-31, I think it was. Think about the seasons that you have endured to get to this point. And all you had to do was click. But you couldn't be bothered. And I'm wrong, right? I'm wrong. I never make a big deal about this stuff. You guys know that. But this, no, you need to be called out for this. And again, not for those who voted. You guys at least tried. I'm talking about your fellow fan who just said, I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered.
I got things to do, man. I got a lot to do. It's a week, you know what I mean? I got stuff to do. I can't. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't complain.
You can do that while you're in your Uber or while you're on the train. You can vote five times on the train.
You know where else you can do it? In the bathroom while you're scrolling TikTok, which you know you do. Go ahead. You know you do.
You scroll Instagram. You nasty, filthy animals.
You know you do it. So you couldn't have just – it's right there. It's right. It's literally – you just click a link, and then you click, and then you're done. You're done. But those who decided they didn't want to, you're mad at me because I'm calling you out for it. You're mad at the wrong person. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with the calls. Yes, we will get to football, of course, on championship weekend. But
we'll get there. Calm down. It's only four teams left. Jeez. Relax.
I know Bart wants to talk his football, but
I like basketball. Listen, I think we really need to go on the game. And
Knicks are fourth in the East right now. They just knocked off the defending champs. We'll talk about this.
Knocked off. Destroyed. Eviscerated.
Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, since the trade for OG Anunoby, the Knicks have dominating wins against the T-Wolves, against the 76ers. Last night, they crushed the defending champion Nuggets. Last night was so good, not even Tom Thibodeau had anything to complain about.
It was a good all-around win. We were high assists, low turnover, good rebounding, created good shots for each other. And you think every shot's going in with them. They take good shots, and you know they've been on the road for a while, so they're talented, and they keep playing. They don't change style of play. They just keep going.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Funny, Greeny paid us in the dressing room today.
Oh, in the makeup room? Yeah, he always likes to play music. He does the DJ, the karaoke in the makeup room.
Yeah, it's but the funny thing is he thought I was singing something else. I was singing 50 Cent's version. He's like, oh, I love that song. I'm like, huh? And you put this on. I'm like, all right.
That ain't it.
I just let him live. I'm like, yeah, I was playing.
Let
him be. Because I'll get your best friend. I promise that you'll be mine. He's like, oh, I love that song, best friend. I'm like, all right.
He's used to playing more Taylor Swift anyway and singing it with the girls there. It's a Football Friday, of course, on 98.7 ESPN. Brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. We will get to the football, of course. And also, Bart, I have a little bit of a quick assignment for you at some point during the next break. I need you to go to our group chat that I know you don't go to, that you're in. And I need you to look at the last tweet that I sent that was a video from last night's Islanders-Canadians game. And there's a hit by Canadians forward Brendan Gallagher that I think if you saw that on a football field, there'd be a brawl. And Gallagher was given a match penalty. The Islanders came back to tie, but they ended up losing. But still, the hit knocked out one of their defensemen, probably gave him a concussion, which they can't afford to lose this guy. He's really good, Adam Pellick. But the best he's going to get is 5-game suspension. And no one, like the ref, all the linesmen got around Gallagher to protect him so that no one could hold them accountable physically on the ice. It's just the whole thing was maddening. But I want you to watch it first. It can be a little, like, and then we'll talk about it maybe later on in the
show.
About
that one?
Because I want your just raw reaction
technique
to it. No, not even technique. I'm talking about just how dirty and how pissed off you'd be if you were wearing orange and blue and this happened to one of your teammates. Because I just like, to me, the fact that the guy was protected, then went to the penalty box protected, and nothing ever happened to him for the rest of the game, and all he's going to do is get a 2-week vacation while the Islanders lose a defenseman to probably a concussion. He's had a couple already. Like this, where this league is headed.
Yeah, but
maddening what happened. Maddening. Drove me crazy.
I'm looking at that. I'm giving you my pure assessment.
And tell me what you think you would have done in that moment. But
matter of fact, listeners, I'll be back. Just take some calls. I'll check this out. I'll do my homework.
You're going to watch it now? Okay, 800.
I'll do my homework in the classroom.
3776. Let's go to AB in Brooklyn. AB.
Hey, what's going on, Alan? Bart. I'm one of the dudes. I voted every day that voting was open. I even had my fiance and my son and my daughter voting. So we did the
best. Well, thank you, man.
There you go. So does it make you mad? Does it make you mad though that you put in that kind of effort, right? And all they and like I said, he didn't have to beat Lillard in voting. He just had to get a little bit more, like a little higher, so his score went up, and that would have broke the tie. They wouldn't have been a tie with Lillard, and he would have, because of the media vote and the player vote, that would have put him over the top.
Yeah, man, it's a little bit upsetting because we haven't had an All-Star starting in God knows how long. But real quick, Alan, I got a funny story from Bart. Before I hang up.
Good.
So, you know what I mean? My mom passed like 10 years ago. So me and my dad was cleaning out the attic. We found some old home movies. It just so happened that it was a game that the Jets were playing. And my parents were watching the TV and I was goofing off with the camera. So who comes on the screen, Alan, but Bart? And my mom said, who's that number 57? Man, he got a nice little backside back there. And I'll tell you, Alan, if you could see the look that my dad shot my mom, he would be in jail right now for the look that he gave her. And it was just so funny that we came across that cleaning out the attic. And I just thought, man, I got to tell Bart about this because it's so funny.
You need to send us that. Can you send us that?
Man. Well, I tell you man.
It's on the VHS, so I got to see if I can find like a converter and then be able to send it to you. But it was so funny.
Oh, we got to see that.
And then to top it off, she said, boy, if he was a little bit older, he might have been your daddy, but you know, he's making me sound daddy now.
See, she was trolling your dad.
Oh,
she was trolling your dad, man.
Oh, no.
Listen, God bless her, man. Those are the things that we love, man, those type of memories. That's what we hold on to. That's the real secret sauce right there, man. I hope that tickled you in your dad's liver, man.
If you could find a way to get that on a screen so you can watch it and use your phone even to record it and send it to us at Barton Hahn on Instagram or something like that, we'll share. That's so good. That's such a great story.
I know that. I will definitely see what I can do and see if I can get it to you guys.
In the words of Jang-a-Lang, out of Pappy.
All right, man. Appreciate the rest of the show.
You too. All right, appreciate you, AB.
Yeah, I was heavy on the squats back in that old day, you know, man. I was heavy on the squizzots.
His dad's probably sitting there just mindlessly watching the game. Yeah. And then his mom.
Like, he ruined the whole game for dad. What? Dad, like, man, tell him he turned the channel.
Man, the hell with the Ravens. Like, I ain't the hell with the Ravens.
Like, I ain't watching nothing but the offense, man. Every time this dude come out, I'm changing.
But every time you made a mistake, too, he's like, yeah, see that?
Yeah, if he didn't have so much junk in the trunk, he would have gotten in his coverage.
Oh, man. Terrence in Queens. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, what's up, Bart? Love the show, man.
I appreciate it. What's up? What's good with you?
Yeah, it's been a while since I called you guys. But, hey, listen, part of the reason, man, is these young cats nowadays, they don't have, like, a favorite team, man. They have like, a favorite player.
Loyal to the player in the shoes.
Yeah, so they that's where he kind of got, you know, edged out. Because when I talk to a lot of the young cats, the first thing they say is, I don't have a favorite player. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, I call them bandwagon
fans. Favorite team,
Because I grew up loving a team, favorite player.
Terrence, these kids, man, like they don't want the responsibility of a team, because if the team loses, they don't want to have to wear
they feel
the
like
losing.
Too, yeah.
And then somebody says, "Oh, your team sucks." It's an easy way out to just be a fan of a player, which is
soft.
Thank
you. That's
dedicated.
What I tell them, and they come up with all kind of excuses. But that's part of where he got edged out. You know, I didn't vote. I dropped the ball. I didn't vote because, you know, I'm busy. I work a lot and stuff like that, so I didn't get to it.
Right.
No excuse. I dropped the ball. You know what I mean? But we don't care about that anyway. Get a championship, and he's going to get all the love in the world no matter what anyway.
It's so funny. I appreciate you, T. See, I knew that was coming, too. It's like, get us a championship, then we'll exalt you. The kids, though, they are fans of players, but Brunson is the type of player that a lot of young, like I'm not talking about like 10-year-olds. 10-year-olds like Ja Morant because he's, you know, he jumps out of the gym.
But, or Trey because he'll pull up from 50. Yeah.
But like the guys that are like the 18 to 20, you know, like 18 to 30 crowd, those basketball fans will like Brunson because it makes them look smart. Because they try to pit, like, oh, because he's different, because he's not a typical guard, because of the footwork. Because, like, they'll be, oh, you never heard of Jalen Brunson? Oh, what do you know? You're a casual. You don't know Jalen Brunson? Like, there's a lot of that I know that definitely goes on. Jack in Manhattan, what's up, Jack?
Hello?
We got you, Jack.
Hey, Mr. Han. This is Jack from Manhattan. I think you know my dad, Jeff. I don't want to get into any further detail, but.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? Yeah, I got you. How you doing? Yeah.
Good, how are you?
All right.
I've been a little busy with the Rangers.
Y'all Illuminati or something? No, y'all Skull and Bones?
I'll tell you off the air. It's all good. It's all good. Jack's a good kid.
I've been a little preoccupied with the Rangers season and schoolwork, so this Knicks season hasn't taken top priority, but this is just it's kind of a condemnment of not only basketball fans, but Knicks fans especially. They're not as hardcore as they say they are. The last guy got on board about it as well, but the NBA has sold its soul so heavily for the Instagram basketball and the highlight reels that the young fans, that's just not even what they know about basketball. They don't care. Nobody cares. Why Jalen Brunson didn't get voted for, besides the fact that Knicks fans aren't as hardcore as they say they are, because Jalen Brunson isn't a big social media presence. Because he's not looking for the highlight reel play. He's a facilitator. By the way, he's the thing the New York Knicks have needed for 25 years. But he's the savior for the Knicks, and he... they might actually be a real contender because of him, more than they ever were with Carmelo.
But don't you
Carmelo
think, Jack?
Not the best.
But Jack, I think that's kind of the point that I was trying to make. Is everything you just said about what he's become, what he is to me, for a Knicks fan, this is what you've been waiting for, for a decade, if not more. And a guy like this, who's so like, because there were a lot of fans that who loved Melo but didn't love Melo. I think more fans love Melo now than they did when he played. Let's be honest. You know, you love him after the fact, but this is the kind of guy, like, first of all, personality-wise, everything else, he's everything that, like, this is a multi-generational player. The old people love him because he plays an old-school game and because he's modest and all that stuff. The young people like him because he's winning on a team that they grew up not used to them winning a lot, so he's helping you win. And you would think just that alone should make you say, you know what, this guy deserves, let's put him there. Let's let him know how much it means to us what he's done and what he's been, like, the work that he's put in to make to become the player he is. I was naive enough to think, Jack, that that's what Knicks fans would do. And a lot of them did, but not enough. A lot of them didn't. Yeah. And it cost them.
Mr. Han, you got to understand the demographic of basketball has changed in the fandom.
It has.
If you
but not in New York. Not in New York, though. Maybe
it's changing.
A lot of old fans.
Maybe it's changed, Alan.
Yeah.
If they maybe if they put out the voting on the New York Times on the newspaper, the old people would have voted for it. But online, they're not going to go for that. That's not where the old people are.
I'll tell you what: if we put Brunson on the cover of SI, like how many times he got on the cover of like Jeremy Lin did?
Yeah, SI don't exist anymore.
Problem is, we don't have SI anymore, so that's the problem. Jack, we got to run.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Han. I appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you, my man. All the best. Okay, say hi to your dad. I understand.
You're a part of Skull and Bones.
No. He's a good baseball player too, by the way. This to me is the frustrating part. Is what we're trying to do is reason it, and I don't think that there's reason to this other than some people couldn't be bothered. If you think it's a popularity contest, and it's like yes, it is. So knowing that going in, again, your motivation was to give the guy some love because of what he's been able to help do for your franchise that, as I've mentioned, it wasn't too long ago where this team was really bad with no future. Remember, Kevin Durant said the Knicks aren't cool. Didn't want to go there because they're not cool. They're not cool. Right? Think about that for a minute. Now, pretty cool, right? And Jalen Brunson's a big reason for it. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't need – like I'm trying to find the response that I had from somebody that basically said the reason why they didn't vote because they didn't want to contribute to what is – yeah, here it is. This guy said, the system sucks. This is on Twitter. The system sucks. Not going to add credence to an unfair system that encourages ballot stuffing by uneducated fan bases. Okay, so you don't want to contribute to it. So you took this righteous stance. And in the meantime, the player that deserved your effort – didn't get to be a starter. Now, again, he's going to make the All-Star team. It's fine. Good for him. But this is a way to show love. And you don't want to do it. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with the calls because a lot of you have something to say about it, and I'm glad you do. This is why we have shows like this, because let's talk it out. But first, Bart, tell me about Sansone Auto Mall, please.
Yeah, man, Bart Scott here, and I tell you guys, you have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. I mean, it's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get an opportunity and a chance to choose from almost 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands, Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, not a problem. Sansone does it all to get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks so that you can get more financing options. Tell them Bart Scott sent you, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to give you $1,000 off your next vehicle purchase. Sansone Auto Mall is located on Route 1 in Woodbridge. Visit sansoneauto.com or call 1-800-SANSONE today to get on the road and get rolling.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, before we get back to the calls, You know what time it is, right? It is time.
The Superbox Bonanza!
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, wait, we don't have one today? Yes, we do. Of course we do. It's ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5, and each year, this year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card, have a chance at one of 10 Super Boxes. Be caller number 11 right now. 888-987-ESPN. 888-987-ESPN. To select the box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. It's all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge. So you can, what do you do again, Bart? What do you do? What do you do?
Wow! Come get some.
That's what you do. Thought you were, thought you'd be ready.
I need an invoice.
Thought you'd be a little more ready. That's all. Ayton in Riverdale. Ayton.
First of all, I want to ask you something, Alan. Mm-hmm. I know it's immaterial because he's playing in the All-Star game, but Damian Lillard is not really an All-Star this year, is he?
I mean, he's another way, by fame. Only
by fame. He shouldn't
be
an All-Star.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's other guys who definitely deserve to be ahead of him, but because of fame, he's going to get the votes, yeah.
He's a terrible defender. The other thing is, I want to know, is Shai Gillenbrand the most underrated point guard of my lifetime? I'm around your age, about 3 years younger. Is Shai Gillenbrand the most underrated point guard?
It's about Shai Gillis from OKC, right?
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Yeah. Is that who, from OKC?
Yeah. Is he the most underrated 30-point scorer of our lifetime?
I think he's slowly
MVP, so.
Well, I mean, he's slowly getting, I think, starting to get some accolades, but I don't think he's getting, of course, the national coverage and all that stuff. No, for a guy that, like you just said, for a half season's averaging 30 a game and his team's winning.
They're winning.
By the way, he did not have as many fan votes as Steph Curry, but he got the media and player votes and there were just enough fan votes that broke the tie and allowed him, with the weighted score, to beat Curry out for a starting spot. It's a great example. I mean, it's OKC. That's not a big market. How's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, getting over the top? Because the media and fans vote, media and players gave him enough votes, and that he had enough fan votes that weighted his score higher overall than Steph Curry. And that's the point I was trying to make about Brunson. He didn't have to have more votes than Lillard as a fan. He didn't have to do that. He just had to have more than he had. That's all I'm saying. And there's a lot of people who didn't vote for him, and that's the reason why he's not a starter. Done.
I would ask you, whose stock is going up the most, Shai Gilly or Tyler Hollenberg?
Wow.
This year.
Both of those names. You mean Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Tyler Halliburton?
Yeah. Halliburton, yeah.
Yeah. Both of them. But Halliburton has, you know, got a ton of votes. So
seems like
I'd
he's
probably
been
say
accepted.
Because of the run that they had in the in-season tournament, which is kind of interesting, is it not? You know, that in-season tournament actually did work out for some people. It worked out for him because his star was secure on the map, even though they didn't even win the thing. I mean, he got over 3 million votes.
Yeah, and right. It's like being a reality star. Like, you shouldn't be as famous as somebody who actually does movies and works. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, like, Tyler, from that in-season tournament,
that's crazy.
Became like, reality star rich.
Yeah, like SGA had 100,000 fewer votes than Steph Curry, right? So he had a lot, but he did not come close. 100,000 short of Steph Curry, but because of the media vote and the player vote, he was able to, his weighted score was higher than Steph Curry's weighted score. Like that, it's like it's simple math. And so Jalen Brunson finished with 1.4 million votes. He edged out Tyrese Maxey just to get to 5, but he was still 400,000 votes shy of Donovan Mitchell. Now, 400,000 votes sounds like a lot, but it's New York City. 400,000, I mean, that's a subway. That's a day on the subway.
Yeah, that's all the people coming into the city.
Right, right. That's the 1, 2, or 3 line. Okay, so you're telling me that he couldn't have at least finished 4th over Donovan Mitchell? And you could say, well, Donovan Mitchell's more popular. He has this. He has that. That's fine. But I said, it's 400,000 votes. Folks, that's not a lot of votes. DeMar DeRozan had 400,000 votes. He didn't deserve to be an all-star.
Like, he still play football? He still play basketball?
Scotty Barnes got 500,000 votes. Like, you're telling me that the 400,000 votes, oh, that's a lot. No, it's really not a lot when it comes to New York City and putting a guy over the top. But, again, a lot of people didn't want to. This is not about those who did. I don't want Knicks fans to feel like there's a lot of Knicks fans that are just on edge right now. Like, you're coming at us. Not coming at you. Coming at the ones who couldn't be bothered. You couldn't be bothered. You got a player that no one saw this coming. And he has become one of the best guards in the game. He's top 10, on the edge of top 10 in scoring.
And he played, you know what? He plays with a physicality.
Toughness.
And toughness like mm-hmm. a Derek Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you know.
He's better than Derek Fisher, of course, but
he's got the old school. He's got the old school mentality of
because his dad. You can tell his dad played in the league.
Rick played with the '90s Knicks, so he already understands it. He grew up in it. He got blood in the ground, so he plays with the. If you love the '90s Knicks, Jalen Brunson plays with that mentality. If you love the '70s championship era Knicks, if you're that old, he plays with that type of unselfishness and humility. He's humble. He's not about himself. Right? He's that. So if you love that, so you got that aspect. If you love today's game, he's got the footwork, the three-point shooting ability. Like, what is it that you wouldn't? You have to love what he is. He embodies all of it. And then he helps your team win, which you haven't had a lot of that in a long time. And all you had to do was click. And many of you who responded to me today on social media explained why you couldn't be bothered, and those excuses were flimsy, and I had to call you out for it. That's basically it. All right. We have your calls. We'll continue with them. I mean, this conversation is not going away, of course, and it shouldn't, but it is what it is. And then later next week, by Thursday, he'll be named an All-Star. The question is, will he and Randall be named All-Stars? That'll also be interesting. Two All-Stars hasn't happened in a long time either. But let's put that aside as we are going into championship weekend, Bart Scott.
Yes.
And it is two very compelling games with a lot of things to break down. There's nobody better to do it than Bart Scott, and we'll do that with you next. But first, Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
There's never been a better time for football fans to bet on the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app to get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Vegas for the big game? The BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the king of sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So Bill Belichick does not get the Atlanta Falcons head coaching job. Doesn't really seem like a possibility he lands one this offseason. Is it possible, Mike Tannenbaum, that Bill Belichick has coached his final NFL game?
Look, there are no guarantees that he's going to be, 72 here in a couple months. He's still Bill Belichick, though, right? He's still a guy that's been to, nine Super Bowls? Like, his career is going to go down as legendary as anybody's. He's developed countless Hall of Famers and coaches. You never say never, but I would be surprised that, someone didn't take the offseason and meet with him, maybe quietly, maybe a team that was, thinking about making a change.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.